Oh, it is already on. Hello? Can you hear that all right? Okay.
Oh, not even. Not fine. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Has everyone turned their mobile phones off? It is my pleasure to present Nigel Cunningham, who is going to be talking about...
...to work in. You're going to do some presentation, and you can prepare everything that you've got. They have it all ready to go, so all you need to do is open the lid and turn on the power. The presentation will be ready. Might take a little bit of time to get going, of course, to load up the memory, but you'll be ready to go straight away. The people that are earlier down the bottom there, Gable Kuti is the original author of Suspend. Pavel did a lot of work related to it, and he's the maintainer of the version that's in the kernel at the moment. Florence Chabord was maintaining the 2.4 version when I started came along and started working on it. Bernard does all the web pages and a little more later. State persistence, that you can come back and resume, and it's as if you'd never suspended, as if you'd kept the power on all night. Zero battery usage. Tridge has sometimes said to me, I can suspend to RAM. Why would I want to suspend to disk? Zero battery usage. It's not going to run out in a week or a month, it doesn't, because we have to have our image consistent. There's no point having one bit of memory storing that you're in the middle of doing a piece of I.O. and another bit says, no, you're not. You can't have that, so it has to be consistent. Having made our copy, we then have to resume the drivers so that we can write the image, do the writing, and power it down. Sounds, it shouldn't be hard at all for us to add the calls that are necessary. I'm certainly more than willing to help anybody I can to get it to work on their machine. The other area is device support. This has been the real problem. When I started working on Suspend, we were working on the 2.4 kernels. I have to say that suspending drivers was a lot easier